Days after a massive earthquake struck Nepal, the death toll has surpassed 5,000. Some of those killed were climbing Nepal's most famous mountain, Everest. The quake triggered avalanches on the mountain that killed at least 18 people and trapped many others. Avalanches are just one danger associated with climbing the world's highest mountain. Lhakpa Gyalo Shorpa lives here in the Seattle area, and he has held the world record for the fastest summit of Everest. He explained why he'll continue to risk his life by climbing Everest.
If we stop for the climbing Everest for 1 or 2 years, it's very difficult incomes for the Nepali people.
KUOW's Isolde Raftery talked to Lhakpa Gyalo Shorpa. Isolde, climbing Everest is a pretty dangerous thing to do, even when there's not an earthquake. But we heard there from him that it's super important to Nepal's tourism economy also. How important is it?
It's very important. Lhakpa Gyalo Shorpa told me that climbing on Everest took off in the mid-1990s, which is when you saw actually the benefits to that region and to the Sherpa group. It's an ethnicity. I think so many people think of Sherpas as just being people who climb up the mountain, but it's actually an ethnic group. And there have been schools created because of this influx of money. In fact, Lhakpa Gyalo attended Sir Edmund Hillary Elementary School. And if you remember, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay were the first to summit Everest in the 1950s. And climbing Everest costs tens of thousands of dollars, and climbers and trekkers show up to Nepal with lots of money to spend. And these are pretty wealthy people who tend to show up.
And why does Nepal need to get this climbing on Everest back up again?
The Sherpas I interviewed, including Lhakpa Gyalo, told me that putting industry on hold for even a year could really devastate the region because they rely so heavily on tourism.
When people get in the Kathmandu, tourists get in the Kathmandu in Nepal, they spend lots of money everywhere, and then which is pretty good. And we really, really welcome to the tourists in Nepal and appreciate it.
And we're not just talking about Everest. We're not just talking about the Himalayas. We're talking about buying produce from the market. We're talking about paying for hotels and just, you know, enjoying the culture, buying the products there.
Well, Lhakpa told you he's going to be back climbing again next year. Tell us a little bit about his career on Everest.
Yeah, in fact, he was supposed to be there this year, but he postponed the climb with his client to next year. So he has a really fascinating story. He comes from a family of mountaineers. His dad was a trekking guide. His eldest brother started climbing Everest in the late 1980s when only one or two expeditions went up every year. So, you know, now we hear of Everest as just tons of expeditions, base camp completely full. But anyway, back in the 1980s, Lhakpa Gyalo was a porter at the time, and he was just learning how to climb. He was 15. He was a teenager. And devastatingly, his brother in 1991 died on Everest, and it really cast a shadow over the mountain for his family. It was really, really hard. But 4 months later, Lhakpa Gyalo said to his mom, "I want to climb a mountain in the Himalayas." It wasn't Everest, but it was another big mountain, and his mom begged him not to climb because she was still so devastated from his brother's death.
My mom says, "We just lost your brother a couple of months ago. You shouldn't go to the Borinche. Don't go there."
But he went. He needed the money. And 2 years later, he attempted Everest and summited his first try. And he told me that his mom prayed the entire time that he was up there, which might actually account for why he's so fast. He, in fact, is the world record holder for the Guinness Book of World Records for climbing Everest. He climbed the mountain in just 11 hours on a subsequent summit attempt. And I mean, that is so fast. So fast for Everest. So he's a remarkable guy. He has climbed Everest 18 times and summited 15 of those times.
Well, Lhakpa will go back, but not everyone is going to go back up there. His mother, obviously concerned about it. What about the rest of his family, knowing that he's going to be back on the mountain?
Well, I asked him if his kids would be Sherpa climbers, and he said they wouldn't be. In fact, after they climbed Mount Rainier with him, they summited Mount Rainier. They were teenagers. They asked him to stop climbing, and they said, "You know what? We're here in the U.S. You have other opportunities. Stop climbing. It's too dangerous. I'll let you tell you what he said."
"This is too dangerous and very difficult. Daddy, you should quit your job." And then I says, "No, I can, because that's my only experience, my job, as I know the mountaineering since many years ago.
That's Lhapka Gelu Sherpa. He's a world-renowned climber who lives here in the Seattle area. KUOW's Isolde Raftery, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ross.
Lhapka and other local Sherpas are currently raising money to help friends and family in Nepal recover from the earthquake.